We are learning Masechta Beya, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top, the two dots. It's in the Mishnah of Ein Soim Chem Esakader V'Bekas V'Chem V'Dalos. And Rashi explained on the Mishnah, why can't you be Soim the Kedera with a little twig? Rashi says, because since it's set aside for Asaka, so therefore, L'fikach Muksim Hein Eitzakol Tashmish, it's Muksa. For any other tashmish, only for what it's made for, it's used for firewood, so you can't use it for anything else. And then it's in the Mishnah, v'chein bedelos. And the Gemara thought, v'chein bedelos means you also cannot use a door to hold up the pot. So Zot the Gemara, bedelos like a daitach? You have a havmin, you hold up a pot with a door. Rash says, it's going to break if you hold up a pot with a door. Teshavar, it's a break. So v'chein bedelos doesn't mean you're going to hold up a pot with a door. That's what Rash learns. The Rishash learns a little different. The Rishash learns that the Gemara's kasha is the delos have a love taras kli lama ye aser. The different kasha, delos is a shame kli on it, so why should we aser to hold up the kedera? Either way, that's the kasha. Ela ima v'chein ha-delos. It means a delos also. I can't hold open the door with a twig because a twig is muksa. Let's go back to the word bekas. Ein soim chem es kedera bebekas. You can't hold up the kedera with a little piece of wood because it's made for firewood. You also can't hold open the door with this because of muksa. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein soim chem es hakadeir bebekas, v'chein adalas. You can't hold up a kadeir with a bekas, also the door you can't hold open. Why? L'fisho nitnu eitzim el la'asaka. And like we explained from Rashi, then it means because it's made for asaka, and therefore you can't use it for anything else, muksa. And the Ran adds on some extra words. He says, that kivan she'ein miyuchadim, the lashon he says is that since it's not miyuchid for anything to be a keli, so therefore I'll read the lashon inside. Shekivon she'ein miyuchadim ela asaka vavad ein teres kli aleihem. Those aren't teres kli. Yeshdom demuksa legavi shar malachas. A miu zok demran that midi ikat teres kli ala shari lashdus mushevei afilu amalachas ein miyuchala. What's the raya? Damasikim the kelim. You let it be masik, which means like a fire with kelim. Abushem miyuchadim la asaka. The var is here. It's not a keli. It's not a keli. No, it's Rabbi Yehuda.
So why is the car open with the wood? You're using it for the...
Right, so Teretz is because it's not a kli. The wood is not a kli. That's the Ran speaking. Yeah, it's not a kli. If it's a keli, then you can use anything you want. Not like Rav Nechemya. Here it's not a kli. All it is a wood chip. A wood chip is made la'asaka. For anything else, it's muksa. That's the pshat. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Matar. Bryce says, Rabbi Shimon, who argues on muksa, he holds his taka mutter to hold up the gedera with this piece of bekas, this piece of wood. Then the Mishnah at the end says, you can't lead the behemoth with a stick on Yontif, and Rebbeleza holds, it's mutter. We're obviously talking about a behemoth, it's not holding packages, it's not Shiloh of Shisa's behemoth here, just to lead the behemoth. So technically it's mutter, so why is it us? There's a positive child called Smuksa, the Makal is Muksa, and Rebbeleza Rav Shimon is mutter. So Dr. Gemara, Lema, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbeleza, son of Rabbi Shimon, Kavuos for your life. Rabbi Eliezer holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, Shem Beichai is his father. Shem Beichai holds that's mutter to Muksa's mutter. So maybe Rabbi Lazar Hashem holds like his father to less than Muksa. So it's not a mukha from here because Bahaf, Rabbi Shimon Maida. Here, Rabbi Shimon can be Maida that will be usher to do. Why? Because the Mechzi command the Ozel Lechinga. It's not Muksa here. Even if you have a stick that's not Muksa, it'll still be usher. According to the Tanakhama. What's the pshat? Because taking this big stick and leading the behemoth, it looks like I'm taking the behemoth far away. So it looks like I'm bringing the behemoth to sell on the shuk, which is also to do on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, that is the reason why it's also, not because of muksa. Therefore, it's nothing really to do with muksa. This end of the Mishnah has to do with, are you makbid, are you worried that it looks like you're going to the shuk, to the chinga? Rashi explains why it's chinga means shuk, because chinga means a circle. It's because people, they misavev around, they go around in the shuk, back and forth. That's why it's called a chinga. Akabatam, that's the problem in our Mishnah. Chizra is like a branch that you could use to roast meat with it. That's what a chinga is. So a chizra is. That's what a chizra is. Chizra is like a, it looks like a kite. It's like a big thorn. It's a thick branch that has a little sharp edge. And you can use it to roast pieces of meat. So chizra is muksa na. Rachman asr. Avshay shashari. Gemara explains. Beretiva, if it's a wet branch, everyone agrees it's asr because it's not even royal lahasaka. So it's definitely muksa. Because you can't use it to burn because it's fresh and wet. Ki pligi v'aveshta, a dried piece of wood. Manda asr. The manda also says it's asr to use. Amalach lo nitnu eitzim el hasaka. It's only slated to be for firewood and not for other things. And therefore it is asr, it's muksa. Amanda shari amalach, what's the difference if you use it to be tzoyla with it, to stick it into the meat. What's the difference if you're using it as the firewood itself? Both ways are using it to help cook, so it's the same idea, and therefore it's not muksa. That's the machlokes for the first lashon. Ikadamri, some say, no, yeah, vegetable and let pig of the shari. Everyone gives it mutter because it's royal hasaka, and this is also included in the idea of hasaka of using it for firewood. Kipli giver tifsa. Manda asar loy chaz hasaka. It's not real hasaka, so it's nothing. It's not a keli at all. It's not useful for anything. Manda shari amalach hachazil hetz a gadol. I could use it for a big fire, and therefore that one was mutter. What's the halacha according to Agamar? Hilchas a yabesh to shari, rev tifta asar. Yabesh to mutter, but a fresh, wet branch is asar. Now Rashi comes here and says that, by the way, every halacha we learned in the past Amud is not la halacha. Even though here it says halacha, it says why? Because we're passing like Rav Shimon, who does not hold a muksa. That's Rashi Shita, even by Yontif, we're passing Rav Shimon, does not hold a muksa. So therefore, all these things are muksa, not muksa. You're allowed to hold up the door with the delas, you're allowed to hold the delas, you're allowed to hold the gedera with this little bekas, you're allowed to do that with a little branch, you're allowed to use even a ratifsa, to use to roast your food, because not muksa. And he says, even an oil is mutter also. You know why? Because you're passing Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem is kav mutter. He says, Dov Hashem is kav, I'm not trying to make oil, I'm trying to put two barrels with a pot on top of it. So therefore it's mutter. That's what Rashi says. Now Tosfos basically argues on every single point. On what he tainted that the oil is in a mechavin, that fear of Shimon is mutter. So Tosfos says, it's not called in a mechavin. I'm trying to do what I'm doing. In a mechavin means that here I'm trying to make this structure, so therefore it's us. He doesn't explain what it means. Maybe it means psik resha, but he's saying here of Shem is moida. That's what he says by the Gavi Dov Shem is Gavin. And regarding the branches, he says, Loshen Taisis Vehilcha says like this, the filler of Shem, he the Islay, Shenitnu Eitzim El La Saka, Shalai La Saka, Hanam Dava Royal La Saka, Rativa and Royal La Saka. He says, that even Rav Shimon will agree, something that's not royal asaka at all, it's royal for nothing, then Rav Shimon will agree that's muksa. Therefore, Tosfos argues on Rashi this whole idea that this is not, this hilchasa is not libra de hilchasa. The Tosfos argues on that.
But they don't know if we pass like Rav Shimon
or not. No, that's not what I argue. No, Tosfos also pass like Rav Shimon, but even by Yontif. That's not an argument. The other Rishonim argue on that. That problem. What? What? In Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch has a sawi passing like Rabbi Huda Gavin Muksa. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's how we pass him, because that's the Rif Shita, I think. The Rif Shita is like that. But Tosfos and Rashi, they pass him Rabbi Shimon Muksa. Now, another point you have to figure out is that even if you hold the Muksa, what's the problem? Isn't Muksa Mutta for Eichel Nefesh? So, what's the problem? So, Rasha over here speaks out that it's only Tiltal Muksa Mutta for Eichel Nefesh. But Shimush Muksa is Osir. Even Malachan Nefesh. He spoke that a few times. If Shimush Muksa is worse. Rashi speaks that over here on this Gemara. He says, "Avol Hashtamish B'Dova Muksa K'Smichas K'deira B'Bekas U'K'Chizra." That's the spit. Vade Osel Taltel. The Tashmishoy V'Tatuloi Zeokei Nachilosoi. The Osir. It's Osir. And he goes into Arichas, the Masha over here. Look there. But he holds that here, even Malachan Nefesh, to be Mishtamish Muksa is worse. So Gemara Vayta. Darash Rava. Yishol Isakonis Dir Eitzim. Isha should not walk into the wood storehouse where they keep the wood that they use lahasaka. You shouldn't go there. Leave them on wood because you need a spit to roast something. So you go into the firewood oitzer, to the firewood storehouse to take out a stick to use it for a spit. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Pasuk Pshat Rashi learns because it's muksa. Because since it's lahasaka, you can't use it for anything else. Va'ud wa?
Why Isha?
Why Isha? It's a Urcha de Milsa knockout. The lady who has to bake the food shouldn't go into to get the ud. The ud shenishpar, and an ud that broke, a regular spit that was a spit that broke, os lasika b'yant, became a firewood. Why? If it's masika mekalim, ve'im masika m'shivre kalim. You can't use shivre kalim for firewood. Why? Kalim that broke on yantif for fire. Why? Because that's noilat. That's Rava's halacha. Lememra. The Rava Rav Yehuda svirle, the islay muksa, his master Rav Yehuda, Rava holds a Rav Yehuda, holds a muksa. Break the Gemara of Amalei Rava, Shami. Rava told the Shamis, Tfili ba'avzo, roast me a hen, v'shodi me'ayel l'shunra, and throw the stomach to the cats on Yom Tov. Now, it's muksa, really, because you can't eat it, and it started off the day as an animal that was royu for me, this chicken, or hen, whatever this was. And now the stomach I'm taking out and giving it to the behemoth. That wasn't oimid l'klavim, wasn't oimid for cats. So my answer is, there's a problem muksa that if something, let's say, is royu la'adam, mukha la'adam, ain't a mukha la'klavim. So when Yontif came in, this bird was royu la'adam, not royu la'klavim. Now I shechted, I took the stomach, and I picked it up my hand and threw it to the cat. That's a problem of muksa, because that was oymid la'adam, not oymid la'klavim. It's like the Gemara says, an avela happened on Yontif or on Shabbos. Now I give it to the behemoth, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because that's called muksa, because mukha la'adam ain't a mukha la'klavim here also. The kasha is that how do you give them the stomach of shumra? So my answer is they had das before yonta for that. Hasam kiyum the misrachim esmal daite eloy. Since if you would leave it till matzah yontif, it would get spoiled. So already before yontif, you plan on giving that stomach that's inside that bird to the cat. And therefore, it's not a problem of muksa.
Every time you shut down, you can't eat the mayan.
What?
Are you allowed to eat this mayan? No.
A person is allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it, yeah. He's allowed to eat it. Tosa actually even talks about this. Tosa says, so he says, Tosa speaks out that it's not really, I'll read Tosa. Tosa says like this, Pirsh Rashi, Yehuda hava asal tathlam, litin l'chassal, why? You can't give it to your cat. Esma mukhla adam, hava v'lay l'klavim. V'am Rav Yehuda, and Yehuda says, l'hoysen avelim erav yantav asal l'klavim. And Zok, the Tosa says, v'gam ein royal litin l'adam. It's also not normal to give this to a person, because if we roy for a person, there wouldn't be muksa. He says, no, at least on Yom Tov, they don't eat b'nei mayim, eat the good cut of meat, they don't eat the stomachs on Yom Tov. So, the b'lav ha'chi yishlam ha'ralech, he has a lot of food to eat, doesn't eat on Yom Tov, b'nei mayim. Therefore, the Gemara's taina is, it should be muksa. And the Gemara's taina is, no, since I planned this out before Yom Tov, it's not muksa. I know that I'm going to give it to the, why? Because I'm not saving it for Matzah Yom Tov, for when I don't have so much food, because it's going to get spoiled then. So therefore, it's not muksa. That's Gemara's tarets. Stop, I want to speak out one more thing. That before it said that the first part of rubber was that you can't go into the wood storehouse to get out a piece of wood to make it into a spit to roast the food. So he said that's also like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that's even for Rabbi Shimon. Shimon's my dad's also, because he says the havikat kune mana, which is a pella. It says it's like I'm making it into a keli. So the Mishbura speaks out, even though I'm not doing a maisa, still that alone that I'm making a miyuchah now for a spit is making it into a keli. Tyson Shabbos is a little different lashon, says that it's a gzeira otu, I might come to Masak in a keli. Make it, fix it up. Okay, see the Mishnah Vayta. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, noitel odom kisoy mishal afan of lachz beishinov. If he has in front of him these little wood chips, he could pick one up, even though he didn't prepare it before Shabbos, before Yontif, he could pick it up and use it to clean out his teeth. And he also, an unrelated halacha, that to get firewood, you let it gather from the chatzar to be madlik. Everything in the chatzar is mukhan. Everything in the chatzar is considered mukhan, and it's not considered muksa. Chum are on both things. Number one is, you can't take the piece of wood to clean your teeth. Why not? Because the wood is slated for hasaka, and therefore it's muksa. And number two is, you can't even gather the firewood from the chatzar, because that also you don't have das on it. You only have das on something that's milafanov. So therefore, Chum is saying, megavim mishafanov madlik. And he's arguing on both things like Rashi speaks out. First of all, he's arguing on using a piece of wood for a toothpick. I can't do that, because it's muksa for that. And number two, I can't gather anything from Asada. It's only Mishalafana of a Madlik. Then the end of the Mishnah talks about the Issar of Moilid. Eim Metzina Sa'ar, you're not allowed to create a fire on Yontif. Eim Metzina Sa'ar Loimana Eitzim, you can't rub two pieces of wood together to make a fire. Loimana Avonim, you can't rub two pieces of rocks together, two rocks together to create fire. Loimana Afar, not from certain type of Afar that's flammable. Rashi says, Karka Kasha, certain hard earth can make fire, and not from tiles. You can't use water. There's a type of water also. You can make cray fire day water. Rashi says you put it into the sun, it gets very hot. Then you take some cotton and put it next to it, and it goes on fire. You're not allowed to create fire on Yontif. And the last halacha, which we will say the reason, is that you can't warm up tiles in order to roast food on it. We'll see why. The Gemara will say reasons why. So there's like three different parts of our Mishnah. One part of our Mishnah is about taking a toothpick from a piece of wood or gathering wood for fire. Second half of Mishnah is being moiled. And the third part of Mishnah is being malabnas rafnlisus behem. And so the first Gemara will discuss the dinim of taking wood and making it a toothpick.